You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, and you can also listen to us through the CJSF app for iOS and Android. This is the Metal Meltdown, and I am your host, El Dr. Misterio. And also remember that you can listen to all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. We just listened to Temptress. They are from Australia. And we listened to the song The Word is Bleeding Out, which is part of their latest album from 2025, Queen of Crows. Before that, we listened to Vortex. They are from Rimouski in Quebec, Canada. And we listened to the song Haunting the Abyss, which is part of their last year's EP from 2025, Alien Realms. And we started the set with our guests tonight, Phaeton. They are from Kimberley in British Columbia, here in Canada. And we listened to the song Isochron, featuring Derek Sherinian. And this is from their latest album from 2025, Neurogenesis. Okay, and then as promised, let me tell you what shows are coming up in the next couple of weeks. Well, if you like something different that is not metal, we have Los Amigos Invisibles from Venezuela. This is at the Rickshaw on March 6th. you can buy merch also on March 6th at the Rickshaw. Then on March 13th and the 14th, we have, you know, a little Celtic punk with the Dreadnoughts. They are playing the Friday and the Saturday. And on the Friday, they will be playing with Los Furios and Space Chimp. And then on the Saturday, they will be playing with Balkan Schmalkan and the Dirty Artichokes. Highly recommend it. You should check them out. It's always a blast, and it's always sold out. So guarantee, entertainment guaranteed. Then on March 20th, also this all are the Rickshaw. On March 20th, you have Tribunal, Year of the Cobra, Pure Love, Eternal Peace, and Mortuary Cave. This is March 20th. Then on March 25th at the Fox Cabaret, you have Radium Dolls, Carson Daniel, and Trip Switch. And then on March 31st, you have Onslaught and Warlord. And on April 1st, you have Raven, Slackjaw, Tough Dust, and Decadence. Yeah, I guess that's enough. Well, that's already a month, so there you go. Then some other shows happening. There's the Waken Metal Battle, Metro Vancouver Elimination Rounds happening at the Astoria. This is March 5th and March 6th. So you can see a whole bunch of bands, like, for instance, let me just get the list here. The Evan Williams Project, Ominicia, Deserted, Heathen Sins, Circle of Titans. This is on the 5th, March 5th. This is at the Astoria again. And then on March 6th, also at the Astoria, you can see Carrion, Black Ivar, Cruiser, our sisters from another Mr. Space Queen, and Abandoned Yesterday. Then on March 7th at the Astoria, you can see Four Stroke Baron Knot and Gorgonum Chaos. On March 8th at the Cobalt, you can see Final Gasp, Blur Rhine, and Sword of Damocles. Then on March 15th at the Astoria, you can see Muscle Crow, Torsion, and Josh. And then on, if you like a little bit of a different sound, on March 23rd at the Cobalt, you can see the Coffin Cats, Billy and the Parole Models, and the Crypti, let me get the name completely, I have to scroll down, the Cryptids. Yeah, a little like hardcore rockabilly, so that should be pretty good for you. And then on March 29th at the Astoria as well, you have Howling Giant with Bort. And yeah, we reached the end of the month, so there you go. You have all the shows coming up this month, so you have been foretold. So now there's no excuses for you to miss any of these beautiful artists and shows and venues. There you go. All right, let's continue with your weekly doses of metal music. And after that, we should try to connect with Ferdy from Phaeton here at the Metal Meltdown.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Metal Meltdown. I am your host, El Dr. Misterio. And of course, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca and also through the iOS or Android app that you can get for your smartphone. And you can also get all the podcasts, past, present, and future, at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown.
We just listened to Nada or Nada from Brazil. We listened to the song Sociophobia, which is something like a phobia to society. This is from their latest album from last year titled Entropia. Before that, we listened to Cruiser. They are from Vancouver here in Canada. We listened to the song Look to the Skies, which is part and also the title of their latest EP from 2025, Look to the Skies. And we started the set with our guests tonight, Phaeton. They are from Kimberley in British Columbia, Canada. And we listened to the song Arachnid, which is part of their latest album from 2025, Neurogenesis. And now let's try to pray to the lords and gods of technology to see if we can connect with Ferdy from Phaeton. All right, we are here with Ferdy from Phaeton. How are you, Ferdy?
I am good. Thank you very much for hosting me tonight.
Oh, our pleasure. Thank you for joining us here at the Metal Meltdown. How is the weather down there in the, I guess, what is it? Okanagan? No, what is?
No,
proper?
We're in the Kootenays.
Oh, there you go.
We're in the Kootenays. We're on the Canadian Rockies. We're just straddling the Alberta border here and all of that. I mean, we got a little bit of snow. It's not here for real just yet. I mean, you lucky people down there in Lotus Land just get to, look at photos of snow, whereas we get to experience it 5 months of the year. But it just strengthens our resolve.
I hear you. It's interesting, on this side of the land, like the people complain about rain being here for, I think officially was, what was the, according to Environment Canada, was 167 days of the year it rains here. So anyway,
that's right, and it serves you right. So okay, that's okay, you don't have to shovel the stuff.
That is true. Yeah, I'm sure you've heard stories. It's an absolute chaos here when it snows.
Oh, like I lived in Vancouver for many, many years.
Oh, there you go. Pandemonium.
I lived in Vancouver was 1994 to 1997. And then the next time I lived in Vancouver was 2003 to 2012. So I am very well familiar with the dreary, endless rain and all of that. But, it toughens your resolve in other ways too.
Yes, you have to adjust to survive. Anyway, things